to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
And what a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another special edition of Podcast and Chill. We're coming at you live from Arise Studios. This is an award-winning production house based in Randburg. They cater to a vast production of ads, music videos, and films. Services also include studio hire for podcast recordings and TV show programs. So if you want to book their studios, visit arisestudios.co.za. That's www.arisestudios.co.za. With that said and done, please welcome our guest today, all the way from Adulting. We got Eric in the building. We got Fuyani in the building.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, but you niggas chose the wrong time to come to the podcast after the one day episode. And niggas are drinking tea, dog.
Listen.
Please welcome Luthando Biyumthembu. You might know him from Big Brother Mzanzi, Stripped, as well as Redemption. Dog, I didn't know you were an actor, bro.
I didn't know I was an actor until, you know, landed.
And then also we've got Nhlanhla Kunene. You might know him from Lavish Mubango. He played Eric on Adulting.
Legend. He's on the river also, ne?
Yeah,
I saw him on the river as well.
Why don't you guys drink though, man? I find that fascinating, bro.
No, I do drink. Yeah. I just choose times. I don't want to make it a part of my of who I am, you know.
No, like it's fascinating.
When you invite me over, we're chilling and then probably a few shots. Yeah.
Dope.
And in Nintata?
Because it's done. It's a choice I made. I'm a teenager. But I made a choice.
Gents, let's talk about Adulting, man. First of all, thanks for coming through. Big fan of the show. Like, I really mean it. You know, I'm not just saying that because you guys are here and we're trying to push this thing.
Bro, big fan of your show, too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Especially of my homeboy, who was chilling with Wandy. I'm a big fan of your work, too.
We'll give you her numbers. Don't worry. We'll give you her numbers. It's all good. You're good.
Came early. He thought he was going to get a boy job.
Don't come early. Don't come early when she gives you the head.
Wow.
Let's start with you, man. The call for Adulting, how does it come? Like, how did you get the role?
Yes, it's Adulting. So, being a Spani for plus like 4 or 5 years. Blomile Lukshin, Shaili. It was a life changer, dog. Got a casting, went to the audition, auditioned, Lavish came, was booked for Lavish. Spanag Lavish. So while I was about to shoot Lavish, I get a call, I would say, dude, we want you on Adulting. Initially I had auditioned for Uvuyani.
For real?
So when I walked in, Kinelo, I was like, no, can you read for Eric? And I'm like, okay, cool. I read for Eric. And never thought I was going to play a gangster.
Bro, you play so well.
Dude, you kill it.
Especially when you
do the arm thing. Auditioned, went home, started shooting Lavish, got a call back, but now getting a call back for Ubonga and Eric.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah. So auditioned for both characters, and they then made a decision with we want you to play Lokunjo Eric. And yeah, man, changed my life ever since, dog.
Is that weird when like you audition for Vuyani and then BU gets it and you get Eric?
Yeah.
Are you like, ah, shit, man, I could have killed that Vuyani role. Why did they give it to BU?
I mean, as an actor, you want to stretch yourself. Like I say, I mean, I've been like, I was like, this giving, because it's something that I never even thought I imagined myself playing. But as an actor, you push yourself. Mm-hmm. And when it landed and I looked at B, and I'm like, yeah, well deserved.
Yeah.
Well deserved.
And you, how was your journey, B?
It's crazy because I was still straight out of Big Brother.
Yeah.
You know? And I was just landing and booking them back to back in terms of it was Ayeye first. That kept me busy. And then Redemption came in. But then I'm a fan of the show. So yeah. I was like, I also want to have a young podcast in Yana. But my idea was to speak to all the ex-housemates and we'd sit down and we'd review every show together, you know?
Mm.
But egos, they're too busy. They were auditioning. Some of the people were auditioning for the adulting, but they didn't get it. I got it.
Some people from the house.
Some of the gents were auditioning for, I'm not going to say any names because, you know.
Well, we saw Libo there.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah.
So let's do process of
elimination. I got Yeah, but basically, I didn't know about it until last moment. And when I knew about it, it was more like, come and prove that you are what we see.
Mm.
So luckily, by the grace of God, we take a little bit back to back to back.
Mm.
Yeah.
The one thing I love about the show, man, because like, obviously, you know, we live in a, it's like a women's world now, you know, with all this feminist stuff happening. Mm. It was so nice to see a show just talking about niggas and what gents go through, man. So when you see that script, do you think the same thing? Like, wow, this is refreshing, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And the thing I like the most, Wooty, they, after reading it and all that, because you have your own understanding of it, but you haven't met the gents.
Mm.
So when you meet the gents, you're like, I see it. I see that. Yeah, but so they made us have like a little bonding. Sayekonka, for real, for the first time.
For real.
They actually tested us.
Yeah.
They tested us. They were like, let's see if we are new, right, let's go pick up some girls there. I was like, okay, I was drinking there. I was jumping on the stage, getting kicked off by bouncers and all that type of stuff. Yeah, you know, got to earn a living sometimes. So yeah, that's.
And you shot a gun. Did you shoot the gun at Konka?
No, dog.
Yeah, he did.
but it almost got rough. There's a guy that said to Tim Kosi, don't get too excited. And I'm like, what are you saying, dog? Do you remember
that moment?
Yeah. Like, what are you saying? Why would you say that, dog? Yeah. And it almost got to that point and it was like, oh, okay, cool. The spirit of the show is slowly coming into us, you know, and the bonding was, it was real, dog.
Is that the first time you guys link up together?
Yeah.
At Konka?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And how was like the vibe, like the energy, like?
Just as how we shot Konka.
Yeah. Oh, basically. Jeez. It felt like we weren't putting it on. Mm. It felt very authentic.
And was it the first time you guys met each other? Have you guys worked before? Mm. Or run into each other?
Never even met each other.
Yeah. The four of you.
We existed. Yeah.
Bro, but the bond is so crazy, like on screen.
It's like the chemistry is nuts, man. Yeah. It's like you guys are boys. Mm. And that's what sells the show so well.
Mm. And we become that, actually. We legit have like a WhatsApp group now and all those things we talk about. Yeah.
You know? In real life, who's like the lady killer? Who's the Vuyani in real life?
Let's not, you know, we know who the ladies you guys know.
I mean, on socials, the lady killer obviously is here.
It's you, bro. And you know why? Because he's been silent since he got here. And you know those silent ones are the dangerous ones.
Yeah.
They're like,
silent
killer. But let's talk about your roles that you play, ne? You play Eric. How different is Eric to Ntanta?
Yeah. Oh, very different. First of all, Angisigebengu. I mean, I'm out as a lokishini partly as a makhaya. You know, so I'm reserved. But Eric is a psycho.
Mm.
Goes through a whole lot mentally.
Yeah. Did you have to chill with Skevengus before you played the character?
Sure, I did research. Yeah, acting is reality. So Melchior and Amachita, who went through things, Amachita lungisa imoto, Amachita be was surrounding. So you get the idea of what am I going to say to these people? How am I going to play it? You can't fake it. That's the thing. You can't fake.
And you come from like, you're like cheese boy or like, we were all raised or like what?
Mina ngibuye emakhaya mfethu.
Serious?
Yeah, ndoko semakhaya ngibuye emnambithi mina. Ngikhaya kusemnambithi kothuma unendla Ivory. So ngiyintwana as Ivory Park also.
Okay.
So bit of ilokishi, bit of emakhaya.
Well,
get what I mean? So I can't say it was easy playing Eric, but I could relate to Namachita Selukshini because Nami, I have part and parcel of me ekas. Mm. So I had to research, listen to their stories, see how they bakeniki moto, Listen to most Yamachita who don't have access to their kids.
Mm.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. That's when I think I got the idea. Because I'm not English.
Okay.
Yeah, bro. Ingane angayipati nabashana. So uthando lwabashana lifana nomuntu ingane yakho. So you need to listen and research and research and research. And from there, that's when I got it and understood the pain yama out.
Mm.
That's when I then found Eric.
Mm.
So different from me.
Mm.
Very different.
Beautiful, man. Be you of Vianney, dog. You play yourself.
But as a viewer, we all just assume he's playing himself.
That's why when you said, I didn't know you could act, I'm like, well,
yeah.
Handstand, that's me. No, I'm messing with you, bro. I think it was because I initially auditioned for Bonga.
Mm.
That's the character that I was going for because that's more true to who I am in a circle of friends in real life. So I thought it would be easier to play.
Yeah.
You know, so when it became like, oh, you're going to get Vianney, I was like, oh, snap. Wait, what have I done? Who have I met? And I worked at the gym at some point in the north. When I landed in Johannesburg, I worked in the north. Baningo Vianney. And they come in all shapes and forms. Mm. And I met with them and I got to conversate. But I didn't know that I was meeting them because I was going to play. So I met them and I was just myself, like just being myself and they were just being themselves. And I learned a lot of nuances and a lot of reasoning. It's very important. So yeah, but for me, I think he's quite different because I'm more like a Bonga character.
Oh yeah. Sure. So even with the ladies, like you're not that outpubbing Jeng over here.
No, I put it on because there's a side of, I think there's a duality going to Monte. But if I were to be Papa, it would be for a reason. It would be strategic. And my boys know that. So,
Fuck, man. Let's talk about the sex scenes, man. Because when the show started, right, I'm like, okay, I like this. It started straight to the point. You know, the first.
They were clapping cheeks. First minute already, there was cheeks clapping. It's like, round of applause already. Remember that. First minute.
Standing ovation.
Hey, you guys get excited by the sex scenes? Because it's not that you only did one, bro.
Yeah,
but it was.
Oh, you did two.
No, you did two.
Yeah.
Which one? The Costa Girl in the Sun City. Remember initially?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't. And then after I think he had spoken to his daughter, Besaga Craig, then he dropped her. He did two. And then Emma Oilin. And then Emma Oilin.
He handled.
Yeah. Then Karachi, baby mom, Emma Oilin.
Is that exciting for you guys? Like, we're excited when we see sex scenes like that. Is it the same for you?
Yeah, it's never a king, dog. Mm. It's never a king. Because the directors tell you what we want to go in. So if you've never done a sex scene before, and remember, she's probably in a relationship. Yeah, so it's hectic. But we had intimacy coaches.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Intimacy coaches.
Yeah, so they coach the sex scenes. They coach the kissing. They coach the handling
of
each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they workshop you through. Before you get to that point. So the moment you get there, sin grand, sin comfortable within each other.
That scene by the talk about workshop.
by the garage.
A scene like that, how long does it take to shoot a scene like that?
Yeah. 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Because they need to cover it. So it's a wide, it's a close up.
Okay, so we do the wide, you do the same thing. Then we go close up, same thing.
Then you turn around.
Damn, dog.
But one would think you don't need an intimacy coach because just like everybody is fucked. So you know how to touch a woman, how to caress a woman, like for real, one would think you've got already of experience. You know what I mean?
Well, you need intimacy coaches because before actors are banned, there's life before that. So you need to put on a cap and say, now I'm an actor, but you need to workshop this relationship first. You must know what he... Yeah, the intimacy coaches, you ask each other, okay, I'm comfortable with you touching me here, can touch my chest, okay, you can't go down there, you can't touch my ass, you can't touch this. So once you know your red flags, you don't go there. So when you do the sex scene, you do it knowing this is where I cannot touch, this is where I end.
I see.
So for you, where can she touch? What were your red flags or no-go zones?
Penis, ass, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I'm thinking like, hey, man, I don't have any. Switch on the camera. Let's go.
And you, BU, how was it going down on KTU? Hey.
The KT.
KT.
Yo, and she always teases me about this. Because now I feel like we... Beyond everything else, and it's the office, we can come in for work. Yeah. But then there's these connections that can happen also, and it's magical. And she always sees me and say, Woody, you legend. You were in between the thighs of you legend.
You know what I mean, dog?
And we grew up watching, and a lot of people would text me, including my mom. She was like, okay, Tio, Epo.
All of us.
You know, and I get that. But as an actor, you have to be versatile. But more than that, just be open to it. And it was fun for me.
How does the going down scene work? So you're not actually doing anything.
You want me to walk you through it?
Yeah, please, man. I'm interested.
Okay, it depends if I'm doing it upside down or if I'm doing it straight. I mean, the upside down one was the most challenging one.
Okay.
Because I do yoga now. I like meditate and that type of stuff. So even when I was in the Big Brother house, I was doing handstands and everything. So, but when we were doing it on a bed, it's different because it's different surface. Now, and they say, cut.
Yeah.
Change up angle.
Yeah.
Go again. Now the blood is rushing to your head.
Damn.
You know, so it's a lot of cuts, a lot of takes, and a lot of different angles. And got to keep that energy. So that was quite intense.
But what are you doing when you're done there? Obviously, you're not doing the real thing.
So the coach, walks you through it. Now, although you're not doing the actual thing, you've got to.
Imagine it.
Yeah, you're doing it. To you, you're doing it.
So are you like…
So you still kind of… There's something between you guys.
Oh, okay.
So you're not close at all. Yeah. But when you are doing it, you're still doing motion with your mouth as if you were.
Oh.
Yeah. So just
the
kind of like,
thing in between?
It differs. It depends on the coach. But I mean, it could be a pillow. It could be… They have different names for it. They have different names for it. So I think that.
So you were muffing a pillow?
Basically, my head was, you know, in the pillow, and I was just making those noises. And apparently, you have to like act like you're licking, or you know, so you're doing it, but it's not it.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's amazing. So the handstands, was it in the script or it was written for you because of you can do
it? I suggested it.
Oh.
I was like, Wiani is young. He's experimental. It's his job. He wants to impress her. And he wanted to ask for something also. He didn't just want to give a normal head. He's given a normal head so many times.
Yeah.
It has to be different because he wants something.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, a lot of beautiful moments in the show were not scripted.
Is it?
Yeah, production gives you ability and they give you a go ahead. Play, gents.
Yeah.
Play. Do what you want to do. Play. That's why it came out what it was.
So the sex stuff was great, man. You know I love that, né? But what I realized is as the show went on, they started to peel layers of each character. Let's talk about that, man. Especially your character, Eric, because I feel like you are so relatable. Because I mean, we all have kids, I don't know. You got
it's
kids?
A big issue in South Africa. No
kids. Oh, you don't have. Kids are here, and the kids. but we all have kids. You know what I mean? And I was like, wow, dude, I'll do anything for my daughter or my son.
And it's a big issue. The thing of fathers being restricted from seeing their kids. It's a big thing at the moment.
It's deep,
you know? It's all over. People are talking about it. Very relatable.
Yeah. Hey, Mvuthebol, mina ngaba nenhlanhla ukuthi when I was given my first big gig, kwaba showing storyline is fun analysis. Yabo, because it's something I always prayed for. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngicela ungiphe umsebenzi engizothi mangilingisa noma ngiacta abantu ba relate kuyo. So when adulting came and I read the storyline, I had goosebumps all the time. Like even before touching and creating the character or researching, I had goosebumps because it's not into ibona le, we ibona na next donje. You get what I'm saying? Or a family, we ibona kona na itus. So it's a huge issue. And then I got advised by Ustumo. Shout out to him. I said,
Jad.
So Ustumo Mjad, we were doing Lavish together. Mbuzo was in face, how do I approach this? How do I play this? And to look at your surroundings, find this character, and what are you saying? Utini? Are you saying vele amachita panda yike bemu? Or are you saying baya panda because they wanna support umndeni? Utini? Find what you wanna say. And got researcher, like I said, ngaboya ngayokuba mechanic, and realize that a lot of men are dying inside. Yeah.
How many niggas came up to you and be like, yo, man, that's me, Eric, that's
my
me.
DMs, dog. My DMs, dog.
Nah.
My DMs. I sent a lady and gave a sign and I'm going to die in Japan. And he said to me, And I'm like, the feeling you portrayed on the show is what I'm going through now. So thank you. So, hey, what a time to be alive. We're having a show that's thought-provoking and healing at the same time. That's all I wanted to say. I wanted to say, gents, Sianizo. We know what you're going through and it's there. Oh, Natasha Bakon, and it's more than anything, what I then when I was going deeper with the show is it's a spiritual thing more than anything. Yeah, I understand. If Baba never did well to me, how am I going to do well to my kid? Because let the moon lack, he like me. Get what I'm trying? So,
Bro, and it's what we said on the show before, like, especially like our generation, like, niggas are there for their kids, man.
Yeah. Big time.
Like, this generation, bro. So imagine a character like Eric where, you know, you've got a Natasha, the system doesn't want you to win, you know, and you're just trying to provide for your kids, you know? Yeah. I thought that was very profound.
Yeah, man, that was deep. Shout out to Amara Aitas and Chita Pictures because they took a real story, you know, and wrote about it. Came a time in SA where now we watch shows we can relate to.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a show, Sid Maswabu guy, man. In this case, I born in Hollywood. You get what I mean? So it's here. Ilagu, yayas land, we born next door. Yayas le kapule toxic and a fun go to Munyaba numdo and Munya, but Makunin by a chonja. So yeah, man, we glad that a lot of people found healing. There's a girl that once said to me, Aish, you remind me of my father. He would do everything just to be with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I see abong. That's why we are actors, just to heal. So if that goal is reached,
and then let's talk about your character, BU. Because a lot of people, I know a lot of people going through what you're going through, man. What did you think about? Or just describe for anyone who hasn't maybe watched the show, the character of Vuyani,
My character Vuyani is a young lad. Out of the four guys, he's the youngest. Which is weird because I'm the oldest in life. He's trying. Kota, he's trying to do it effortlessly. He's sold about the Hollywood life that you were talking about. He's very much that. Like, he wants things and he wants them now. And he wants them. He doesn't want to work for it in a traditional way. He works and he pays for it in other ways, which he can do. And I think Woody, with the previous person, Thursday, or what's her name?
Wendy,
it's speaking to Leo demographic. Like, Woody, you're also seen, and we would like to relate your story, Ganji.
And do you know anyone who's a Vuyani, like in your personal?
I know a lot of Vuyani. I was nearly a Vuyani.
For real? What happened?
Yeah, in real life. I don't want to get into it.
Remember, he worked at the gym. He was a trainer at the gym. Listen, so obviously, listen, you meet a KT.
Those DMs started a while back.
Bro, are there actually KT, the character she was playing, they actually like ministers like that? Like, who do that?
There's, it never ends. And it's guys, girls, it's everything. You know, it's people that, I think you guys said, who was it? It was Fact Checker who said that it was a person who was old enough to be their father.
Yeah.
You get that in real life, you know, for guys too. You know what I mean?
Would you guys personally date like a sugar mama type vibe?
I think it has to be with reason. Why would you do that? I'm not going to judge anyone that does it, but is there problems at home? Have you sat down with those problems?
What's wrong with falling in love with someone older, though? Like, you guys say it like it's taboo or it's a bad thing. Without it being transactional and just...
No, you use one of it sometimes. I'm not saying it's how it always happens, but influence. Meanwhile, you know the ropes. They don't. They're new ones, you know, so...
And that scene where Kitty was sucking two dicks, that was a hockey club, ne? That was a mini hockey club.
Yeah, that was
what?
A hockey club.
What's a hockey club, bro?
Ask who's the girl?
Hockey club. Jackie Pamuzo.
Hockey club.
You've never heard of
them. Oh, it's like a...
It's a social thing.
I've heard of these. I just didn't know the name. I've heard of these.
Insta girls.
I think I might have gotten an invite or something.
You must send it to us, my man, for content sake.
We'll be checking our DMs and our emails.
And then let's talk about Bonga's character, yeah? Mm. What did you think about him? I want to talk about the dynamics of all the characters.
Can I just say, like, I love the Bonga character. And I thought that the country would love him way more than all the other characters.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was shocked when most of the females were like, Eric, Eric. Yeah, and I was like, wait, a guy that can shoot you? Yeah, you know, but I understand.
No, good guys finish last, you know.
Yeah, basically, he's trying and he's... The reason why he's disattached in Alfonukshat is because he's been hurt. Mm. I mean, Vian even banged his girl. That's a terrible.
He did. Vian banged his girl.
Oh, shit, I missed that one.
You know, so.
That's where he could dump Brother Road.
That's why I got punched. So, yeah, I think him, for me, is like the golden boy of the group. He's trying, he's the glue of everything. Yeah. I love that character so much because.
The way he carried it.
Oof. Dude, the
team was full here. And that girl of his was annoying, man. Why is she getting involved with nigga things, dog?
Yeah, he killed it, man. I remember when we were doing callbacks, when he walked in the room, he
commanded it.
He took charge. Literally effortlessly so. So when you even watch the show, you see that. He has it naturally. It's like an energy with him.
Wow,
and he has
that's
this intense
crazy,
gaze. Yeah. He's a Kutin. You feel it. He carries it. He's an amazing actor, man.
Who's the last guy? I forgot his name, man.
Poor.
The one who likes blowjobs. He just wants blowjobs.
Yeah. Blowjobs, fair, man.
Tabs the best. Shout out Tabs the best.
Tabs.
What did you think about his character and like what he was trying to show in the story?
Intense, I'm alive.
Yeah,
kind of my friend, man, who quickly got married, and I said, "Bye, Porter."
Why do you think that happens, though? Bro.
I want to bring it back, though. I think Ugozi, it's so much into our culture, man. Let the issue black coffee on the show. Actually, when he spoke about indoda and how you raised as a lad. Back to Bahambe now, you see that and you grow up around that. So when I watched that show when you guys were interviewing him, I was thinking to myself, geez, that's Tabs right there. You know, that's that. And that's very common. I think you even said, there's no nigga that doesn't cheat.
No.
I'm quoting
me and so.
You know? And that's the mindset. That's the culture now.
Wait, so, no, man, wasn't that Bonga? Didn't Bonga's dad show him, go with him?
It was Bonga, yeah.
Bonga's
dad would favor.
But what I'm saying is we don't know the reason why Mpo does it.
Oh, is that another layer?
You know, it could be. But I'm saying there's a reason. Yes, there's society reason. In our culture. It's
but wasn't normal. Wasn't it just because the lady got too busy for him? And
excuse. I think that's an excuse.
That's an excuse. Yeah,
because you could just
from my perspective. Yeah, you could communicate. Couples communicate, especially when you're married. I want this. Mm-hmm. We haven't even said that to him. It's your household. It's your, you're the head of the house.
Oh, talk
to
her. Teach her. Tell her,
you know, this is how it, not teacher. Sorry, that came out.
Yes.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, also, no man will say, you know, men never say, I am enough now.
Yeah. Mm.
You always want more.
And also, I don't think you can want what you already have.
Yeah.
Woo! Baz! It's that yoga, ne?
That's like that.
All right, cool. So tell me, here you are, big brother.
Yeah.
Hit. Yeah. People loved you. Amazing. You just shot these shows. Boom, boom, boom. Here you are, Mubango. You know, like you're saying, the shows you're busy with. You do adulting now. Mm. It's out there. You guys are on billboards. Mm. It's a massive hit. Everybody's talking about it. How does your life changes like individually?
Hey. I think the biggest change for me happened after Big Brother. I was able to adjust a lot from that. A lot of people you didn't even know from primary school are now remembering you. Hey, remember that one time I gave you my stick sweet, you know?
Yeah.
That's the kind of chat. And even the DMs are crazy. Adjusting to seeing your face. Because another thing, when I left, because I left Durban after reading the book, The Secret. It was recommended by Will Smith, right? I was watching interviews and stuff. I read The Secret.
What's that about?
The Secret. Yeah. Law of Attraction. That type of vibe.
What?
It's a manifestation thing.
Yeah, law of attraction.
Why did you say that? That's what I was saying.
Law of attraction. Law of attraction. It's a book, my guy.
And The Alchemist as well.
I know The Alchemist.
Come on,
I literally, the first book and only book I've ever cried at the end of, right? Because I related to the character so much, you know? And after that, my friend and I were trying to manifest. Got the manifest location. Some manifest. And it's like, where is it happening for rappers? So we go next to see in Joburg.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's drive up to Joburg on Sunday. And it's like a Thursday. Like, no. He's like, but why? You believe in this book, man? Let's go.
Do it. Yeah.
Bro, we drove up, end up staying in Tembisa and like some shack. Like a reality check. Like from one hood to here, we thought we were going to be in Santon. But somehow, fast forward, it works, I believe. For me, it's because I always saw the billboards in my mind. I'd say when I'm driving my boy, like, I'm there. You
for
know?
Real.
You know, freestyling
even
in a
podcast,
car.
When you came with Cecil Alakai, and he did say he's going to be on the podcast one day.
Yeah.
For real, you did.
I remember, yeah, because you was driving C's with... It was a roadman.
Why you gotta say he was driving?
He was like Caesar's like friend, road manager, manager. Yeah, like look at him now, though, bro. Like shut up, bro. Like, you're such an inspiration, man. You've got drive, bro.
Oh yeah, so you manifest.
I saw that. I'm driven.
So you now manifested.
I believe. Woody. Along the road, I forgot a lot of the times. Because at some point, when I was working at the gym, like I said, I was nearly that guy. I was nearly Vuyani. There was a path that I could have taken. At some point, I was working at the bank. You know, Nalapo, Bako, no Keti, and Nalap. You know?
The one in Rosebank?
I'm not going to say. Which
no, not the club.
Oh, not the club.
Bank. Yeah, the bank.
Bank.
The bank. Money bank.
The club.
No.
The bank.
No, the bank. And then moving up the ladder there and working in corporate. And when COVID hit, that's when Blackie was coming up. And I was watching interviews. The first time I met Blackie, I was like, it was with Reason. I told him, I was like, bro, I quit my job after watching you. Because he reminded me of what I had said a couple of years back when I left.
Wow.
You know, when he was speaking, because he did an interview here, which is crazy. 360. He did an interview here with you guys and he was talking about his story.
Yeah. Then I was crazy like, story, right?
You know? And then I was like, to myself, I left for the same reason. But now I'm comfortable. I'm getting too comfortable. I'm getting paid more than enough to say I can take care of this and that. I'm working corporate. You can't tell me anything. I'm head office bank, you know, but that reason why I left, it's like, nah, I need to go back. So when I quit, even my boss was like, 2 months, if you want to come back, it's okay.
It's fine, yeah.
Come back. You know, you need to explore. And then Reason happened. Reason was such a blessing because I didn't even ask him to be in a song. I was just playing my music for him.
Wow.
And then he's like, I want to jump on.
Wow.
You know, that for me was like, wow.
It's a cool sign.
A huge one for me. I took it seriously. I was like, you know what? And I also want to pass it forward. So even with my music now, I'm taking that same energy of, it was done for me, I can do it for others.
100%.
You know, so yeah.
And then Big Brother, how did you get the Big Brother dish?
Big Brother, the funny story is I had auditioned a while back.
Oh, okay.
I think it was it was when you were on.
For our season.
Chase,
yeah.
That's my
Jace.
Boy. That's like,
yeah, he's from Durban also, right? And that's you, man.
He said you, man. Chase the Face is my boy. So I auditioned for that one, but I was married at the time. So
damn, you've been married.
Yeah, I've lived, man. I've lived.
What happened to that?
That was like a last Friday. I was married at 23, man.
Whoa! Why would you do that?
No, man, I believe in love. I'm a huge lover. And I believe it's a sacred thing, Utan, you know? And I don't think Ugutu should just be taken. And I believe I had found it. And I, to this day, still love her. But we grew very differently, unfortunately. And even the way we grew up. At 23, I was Lutung Empilo. You know? You don't know. I'm working. She's working. We lose our jobs.
Wow, man.
Now what?
Have you been married in London?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't believe in love?
Hey, I do, man. To answer your question. But now I had to since I won't call the fame, since I won't call up thread and go back, sit back and combo with okay, go and tell him 7 years what things was see guy.
Yes.
Focus on that.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do now.
Vantana, let's be honest. It's easier said than done, dog.
When they throw themselves
at my man. Hey.
Some are really decent humans. You know, it's not like they're all Insta chicks.
Yeah. And manja, ngegupo ngu munti tu.
You're wondering.
We heard that.
Yeah, man. But yeah, Zinjaland, I think I once said it. Ngithatha ngokuthi it's a wave, dog.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? A couple of months ago, it was the wife.
Maggie Doe and the Wife were trending left, right, and center.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Amazing actors. Mm. Amazing actors. Adulting came. Ziggy Ziggy is trending.
Boom. Mm.
Boom.
Wave.
Another show is coming.
Ah, I get you.
So quickly we went out and then focusing on someone else.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to ride on this wave and gay rider on women, what does that say about me and my craft? Because in SA, you're only relevant. Namhlanje.
Yeah.
So someone else is...
100%.
There's always a 2.0 version of you coming in.
Yeah.
If people think I'm the best actor, there's someone who's hungry, who's seen Tziki Tziki and they said, I wanna master it more than him.
Mm.
Yeah, but so I try so hard not to really focus on that because, like I say, my drive and my aim is Vusikai and Fito more than anything.
Mm. Yeah. But let's be honest, how much ass are you getting now since the show?
None.
None? I'm lying. That's right. No way. No way.
Can you get
an ass?
Say something. No matter.
Yeah, I'm for to eat. It's sexy, spiritual, cool.
Yeah.
About sang and I went kaba when you both naked in this part. There's so much that happens in that moment.
So tight. Jeez, bro.
Yeah, boy, and eat ganj. Missing swing, you moon eat ganj. Now, much you done a spa, Nasili Lukshin. I've been gonna lose, so not because there's anything wrong, it's just because they had sex with the wrong people. You understand? So kuningi ama energy transfers abantu besifazane baya abort abanye ba miscarry bengazi. So if one even a little spiritual or you understand spirituality and energy more than anything, you'll get what I'm trying to say. Ukuthi
100%.
Yabo uma uhleli kanje mina njoba ngihleli kanje khona abantu abahleli nami la.
Oh
nawe njoba uhleli kanje khona abantu abahleli nawe kanjalo. So it's deeper than what we think it is.
So what do you think of the street star? Because hey, when you were poison, like it's every man for himself. Like people are just rocking, my man.
Hey, in fact, you know, but it's a choice. It's a choice of millions. And then you can understand the move between Uban, because job and issue, job we say rule up. Now, Twitter Matalagin, Nam Twitter Matalagit. I make a choice, you go to Yalung is Alamatala, no man ya ed. So that Tumtana Maggie figure by fever to Babaco and Oil and Matumbas and I 10. That's why you must say beans.
You.
Sometimes we need to be real and put a bow and trend and anan nocturne, ragumnant. Yabo, you'd want to get tempted, but Melkumbo would say you're given 4 or 5 years to fix Guinea.
Mm.
You forget Pindu Ben and Tension Billion. So, friction, Brian.
Damn, man, that took a short leave. I wasn't expecting
it. You can see the man is, you know, focused. He's that way inclined, man.
And what's your take, view? Like, as your DMs, I'm sure, are going crazy, dog. Since Big Brother, I'm sure, ne?
Ish, man.
Ne?
Yeah, no. I think.
Yeah, but how do you answer after that?
Nah, I can't.
I mean, he practices it, dog.
Yeah.
Like, yoga.
He doesn't drink. Like,
I'm disciplined as ever.
Doesn't eat meat.
Yeah, so in the house, no. But you wanted someone's
yoga.
You wanted someone's bums in the house. Who was the chick?
That light skin girl. Wait a minute.
Oh, you wanted Terry first.
I'm going there. That were in the house, so I don't want to talk on them.
Sure.
But God, just to answer your question, it does get rough. God, I believe that's what makes the difference between boys and men, your discipline.
Mm.
Do you take your discipline seriously? Acting is a discipline. They don't just mean the craft.
Mm.
You also got to be disciplined. Yeah, but when I watch all of the interviews you spoke about, it doesn't sound like all the interviews that you were done, it doesn't sound like the people you had interviewed who have made it go with the wind. To me, it didn't sound like when they go that way.
It sounded like
they were rooted. It's either they had a single mother or they had hardships and they know what they're doing it for. So I would just be reiterating in that shit. So yeah, I think we may have some
points. Sure. So you niggas haven't had sex since?
No, I didn't say all that. No, that's what he said.
Yo.
crazy thing as well.
They're yeah. better men than we are. So we are the boys, you're the men. I just feel that thing around, but no matter who said down there, who bent to focus on and not focus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, 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 no. Like, my life changed when I started being disciplined.
Come on now.
Which is.
Come on now. Preach. Preach.
Hey, my dog. So, we're going to play a game with you guys, ne?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to play Never Ever Ever. You know how the game,
dope, yeah.
How the game works, ne?
Oh, but it's just a lot of the game.
Yeah, we play. Oh, yeah. I'm just feeling.
I was spending games. I was like, what's she doing? You
know? Do you think you guys are going to get a season two? We got to get season two, bro.
I hope we do. I hope that I think the fans want it, and yeah, we should listen to the people who enjoy it. That's what I think.
Yeah. And there's so many issues that weren't touched, you know, as the show goes, it's adulting. Mm. And there's so many challenges and, you know, different aspects and facets of just being an adult, kids, responsibilities, you know what I mean? I mean, Utiki Tiki saw the light and we still want to see him, you know, becoming that guy who makes an honest living and how he makes that work with his daughter. BU has turned a new leaf. You know what I mean? Has turned a new leaf. The other nigga, Eddie Blowjobs. Like, everybody is at a crossroad and we all want to see where does it go. Because like you said, everybody out there relates to something in the character. So
who would you say was the fan's favorite?
Bro, like, there was a moment where it was for me, Bonga, and then I'd say, you're a fat dog. Tiki Tiki.
Nah.
The fan favorite.
Nah.
Yeah, but based on Ikasi and the fact that everyone, or a majority of South Africans are from Ikasi, you relate to that character so much, you know? Ubonga as well, from Emakaya to being a successful person, go to school, varsity, B6. Like, so many, like, but I think Tiki 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 is one of the fan favorites, man.
Of course, yeah.
Me, I think, because of the Kasi thing.
Mm. I like BU, not just because you're here, but... I agree with you.
Yeah, he's rocking the girls. He reminds me of you at a certain time, you know what I mean? Even though it runs with the older ones. But, and I think everyone in society takes away from each character. Yeah. Yeah. Like, most married men will fuck with Mpo, for example. Mm. His character, because they understand his journey.
Interestingly enough, I have a friend, I won't mention him, but he's also in the industry. He's a musician. And he was like, I'm not going to watch this show with my wife. You know, because there's a couple of things that were touched on there that he has then experienced as a married man. And he's like, just because of that guy, I'm not going to watch the show.
Oh, yeah. KO told me the same thing. Flip. Yeah.
I never said nothing.
There went. I'm kidding, man. Yeah, for sure.
So I feel as if it's different reasons. So someone you would think would see a lot of people who would relate with the married person is the married crowd. Yeah. Might not be.
Yeah. Because we were meant to interview all four of you guys.
Yeah.
And the other two guys couldn't come.
Yeah.
So we asked, is it Eric coming? They're like, yes. They're like, I know, we can do it.
Oh, nice. Oh, Mina?
Mina, if Eric wasn't coming, it's going to
be. He's fucking around. All
right, cool. We're going to play Never Ever Ever, yeah? So here are the cards for you. Okay, cool. That's for BU. That's for Ntanta. Do you want to play as well, sir?
Nah, man, I'm good.
Ah, come on, play.
You know everything about me. Come
on, but they don't. Come on, let's go.
Come on. Okay, let's go. I have.
But there's no shots, like the lesson.
Yeah, no, I think you guys don't drink.
You don't drink. It's okay. Totalist, both of you.
It's okay. Let's rock.
Are you ready? Yeah. All right, here's the first question.
What happens? Okay, good character.
So I'm going to ask you a question, and then if you have, just put I have. If you have not, just put I have not.
Okay.
So, like, do you drink?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
For example, these questions.
Okay. Cool. You guys
write them, or did your wife you write them?
No, I wrote them.
You wrote these questions.
Yeah.
Chile, you know, Nalini produces.
Yeah, bro. She's with the.
Never have I ever had sex in the dressing room or on set.
You mean real life?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
That's.
You've never.
We respect the craft.
Bro, come on with the career. Are you surprised with the he just talked about he porno and Are you surprised, bro?
So what?
Do you guys have dressing rooms, ne?
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
Ever set up.
Oh, yeah, bro. Remember before we started shooting, ne? Oh, I was telling you, like, yo, Showmax is really coming with fire, like, with the shows, like, Adulting, The Wife, and a couple of others. What's the landscape like in terms of acting, right? It seems like there's a lot of money being pumped. Shaka Zulu's coming out.
And there's so many new faces.
Yeah.
Like, you guys were a breath of fresh air.
Yeah,
the acting is on point, bro.
What's the landscape like?
It feels like it's opening up. So, it's refreshing, especially after the hardship that we've experienced as actors.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of COVID, and you can't show up for auditions. Maybe you're good at auditioning face-to-face, but self-tape, camera, the quality, all those type of things. True. Now it's kind of opening up a little bit more.
And working with young directors also.
Young
directors give you a platform to play.
Yeah.
You know, they also have this vision. You're with this is how we're going to shoot this. Take, for instance, the opening scene of Adulting Konga. Felt like a music video.
It did.
Bro, the piano.
They nailed it.
Yeah, so it's literally working with young directors that also give...
That flavor.
It's okay, as Lalin Munch.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play.
Is there money right now? You guys making guap?
Yeah.
Ne?
I think it's more about the consistency than anything else. Because you can land this check, but that's the check. What's next?
So you moved out of Tembisa?
I moved out of Tembisa a long time ago.
Head office.
No. Head office. Yeah, we're not boys now. we moved out of Tembisa. So the idea is to just keep landing them. Consistency, that speaks. It does a test that is karate and your consistency. And that all comes from me discipline. Yeah.
But how does that work? Because like now you've finished shooting Adulting, like, you don't know when the next... I mean, you were out of a job for 5 years, ne?
Four or five years.
Yeah. So how do you be consistent?
Yeah, well, for us now, it's easier. But before, if you're still up and coming, you just got to rub the right shoulders, put yourself out there as much as possible. Put yourself out there. Leave the house. You can't be acting in your head and in your heart, cleaning up. And I'm saying that because in Durban, that's what I was. I was a rapper in my heart and in my head. You know, and I was scared of the big city, bad city, Joburg.
Keeping it simple, doc. Keeping it simple. Adulting was short when last year.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm telling you, money corner, bro. You know what I mean? So it's literally keeping it simple. Pressure would make one being a PM, pressure would mean standing apartment, celebrity for me personally.
Yeah, man.
Keep it simple. You know why you're here, you know why you asked for this job and stick to it. It's hard. Now you wanna be part of the gang, but going back to who you are,
Which other shows are you guys fucking with? Like, what are you guys watching?
On Showmax or Namiga?
I'm
a huge fan of Vikings.
Vikings
Ragnar.
Oh, I love Vikings. Ragnar Lothbrok.
Ragnar Lothbrok.
Which one? What you want? Because there's so many Vikings.
But the Ragnar, that one.
The original one.
I just reached the end recently.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge fan of that show.
I actually prefer better than Game of Thrones.
Same here, actually. You're the first person I've met to say that. Game of Thrones is too Hollywood for me. The dragons and Kota, Vikings is...
Game of Thrones is like accurate.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones is like we're gonna attack that village, right? And then they take 4 months, 3 months. Vikings are going there. They go now.
I get you.
Mkhokha. Which one is that one?
Mkhokha. Durban based.
Okay.
Beautiful story.
What's it about?
They're fighting for the throne. Basically, this guy He was in prison. There was a season one that was a series, and then it turned into a telenovela. He came back from prison and he was chosen to lead a church.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, so obviously there's quite a whole lot influence around that. And then that's Mkhokha, how people are dying. Mkhokha, yeah.
Have you seen like a lot of productions are going back to like Vikings, stories of like yesteryears, Shaka Zulu, Game of Thrones. Yeah. I think that genre is big now, ne?
Yeah, there's even this local thing, but it's more very fantasy. The show, man. Psalms. Yeah. It's Psalms, man, with a lot of big names as well, like everyone. Mm. It's also very... It's the whole Black Panther, even Black Panther, you know, that whole African...
Yeah.
The rooting and Africanness. It's beautiful to see.
But don't we have other stories other than Shaka Zulu? Aren't there other guys that like...
That, so that's what I meant when I said it's starting to open up. It's starting to open up. The writers are now seeing what's... Oh, adulting has been done. That's refreshing. Now let's write something on, you know, similar. That might be also refreshing in another way.
Would you play Tabo Besta if there was a...
Hell yeah.
Nah.
I would... Yeah, I would love to.
Fuck.
I would love...
It's like, coming though.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that. Like, it's coming. Yeah, I'd love that.
Mm. Sure, that'd be fire, eh?
I can see you play Tabo Besta.
That's what I
did. Smooth.
That's what I
did. You gotta be, you know, con artist, smooth, smooth talker.
Yeah. That's G4S.
He's that nigga. Just orchestrating.
Yeah. Oh, shit, we're playing a game, man. Fuck. Yeah. All right, cool. You ready for the next question?
Let's go, bro.
All right. Never have I ever stolen anything.
I don't.
Never have I ever stolen anything. Yeah. I have, man, of course.
Whoa, what did you steal, sir?
Everyone has stolen. I mean, you've stolen sweets at a shop as a kid.
Yeah.
You've stolen lots of things, man. Come on.
Be you? What have you stolen?
I've stolen so many things.
I mean,
what have you stolen?
Yeah, I mean, sweets, yeah.
Oh,
I was actually an instigator. So in my house, in my family, I was like the gents. That's how I got the TJ name. So I'd call the younger kids that would go out like to think that, and I'd tell them, go steal that one.
Yeah.
So they literally started stealing because of me.
Wow. And so you're the orchestrator.
When I tried to make them stop, some of them,
they couldn't stop.
So yeah, I'm feeling guilty about that. But I am.
I'm a car. I'm feeling I'm petty crimes. My
yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I got you. Never have I ever drunk dialed my ex.
I have.
Drunk dialed?
Mm.
I'm the biggest drunk dialer ever. I have.
Actually, have you answered?
You have, be you.
I think I have.
Hey!
Bro.
Who was it?
I'm not going to talk about that. She's a fan. She watches the show. So she knows, you know.
Yeah.
Was it the wife? Is it the wife you were married
see,
to?
Now,
the ex-wife.
I said she knows.
No, remember he said he still loves the ex-wife. Remember.
Okay, I don't know what you said, though. Okay, you don't have to tell us who it is. What did you say?
I just reminded her old times.
Yeah.
And she remembered.
Yeah.
And she pulled up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's must fix this, man.
Hey. It's not the wife, dog. What are you talking about? It's not the wife. It's someone else.
All right, cool. Here we go. Never have I ever have a... Hey.
Hey.
Never have I ever had a threesome.
Oh, yeah.
That was quick and blunt.
Why are you doing this, bro? Why are you doing this, dog? Just three?
Yeah, just three.
Not more than three.
Where was it, my dog?
Huh?
Where was it?
At work.
Hey!
I used to be a gym instructor, remember?
At the gym.
First day.
Damn!
So gym instructors, I really get ass.
Hey, bro, you know, if you know, you know. You know, that's about it. Like, I'm not going to say too much. It was like one of the gyms. I worked at so many gyms, they won't know which
on
one.
On the first day?
First day, bro.
Whoa. Bro, how does that happen, bro?
Did she approach with a proposal that we could not decline?
Hmm? So they approached you.
Hmm.
Hey.
Two hands.
And hey, did you guys see on Adulting? Who's the guy, the blowjob guy? What's his name? Umpo, right? So Umpo, he kept saying to his wife, "Hey, you fucked the instructor." She never answered.
No, she did. She did. I heard you guys talk about this on the show. She did.
Yeah.
She said, "That's why I." So that's an answer.
Eventually.
Yeah, she eventually.
When they're the one-on-one.
Yeah.
When
the family was there. No, when the family was there.
Of course.
Wild out.
She prayed with that guy. Oh, man.
Because it came out of a hotel.
Yeah. I thought he's trying to. He's still pursuing.
Yeah, because they didn't look like people. You know, people who fuck, you can tell the body language.
Yes.
These ones fuck.
But that's what he said. He said, "This one is fucking."
Yeah,
this
yeah. Said, I can see so. That was funny.
Shout out, the best. Top's the best.
Okay, cool. Last question. Yeah. Never have I ever been intimate with a co-star from Adulting.
That's very specific, bro.
Yeah.
that, dog.
I mean, what have you done? You've done nothing, bro. Everything is F-naught.
Hey, who is the car? Who knew is the car?
Intimacy.
It's a focus.
No, intimacy is not the deed.
So no.
Yeah, intimacy. You can be intimate.
Wow.
You can talk intimately.
Yeah. Kiss nyana.
One night.
Who was it?
What are you talking about?
Which coaster?
Huh? Which coaster? Next question. Next question. I'm intimate with females, women in general. Mm. I'm very intimate.
With females, with women.
Females, women. Don't want to say women. Females, but it's fine.
Specific. With women. I'm an intimate gent.
So the inside joke, we got to tell the chillers the inside joke.
Yeah, we have to tell them.
So the reason why we're laughing is because BU and Tata came with
someone from Showman.
So we took a break now because of load shedding.
Yeah.
And during the break, they're like, please don't say females. Say women.
But females could be animals. Dogs. You must say female. Hey, the wokeness is here. The Bogota squad is here. So now he's correcting himself. He's correcting himself. No, female. Women.
No, speaking about females, sorry, women. Are you guys dating?
Huh?
Are you guys dating? Are you seeing anyone?
Are we dating?
No, you guys dating.
Hey,
are you guys seeing anyone?
Yeah,
I think ladies want to know this, bro.
In your personal lives, you know?
Are you asking? No, answer, bro.
Musica, yeah.
So I have this rule. I don't talk about such things. Even you would know by now. I mean, you've asked me this similar type of questions.
Yeah.
I capped for the sake of keeping. I think it's a sacred thing. I think at this level of the game, I can't be out there with what I'm actually doing.
But you are dating someone.
I'm not going to share that.
Hey, man, how does a nigga like you end up divorced? Because it sounds like, you know, you don't talk about relationships, which is good. And you're so disciplined.
Yeah.
You're good looking. Women love that kind of shit. So what happened?
No, they don't. We're the troublemakers, apparently. I have women walking up to me and saying, "Your type, your kind." Mm. You know, but I'm like, "What did I do to you?"
No, you need to do yoga.
It's the guys who are quiet.
Mm.
The guys who are indoor.
Yes.
See how you avoided answering. He doesn't talk about that kind of shit. Yeah.
You did what that lady did to the blowjob guy. When? What are you achieving? When?
Hey, that killed me.
I know she was.
Man, thank you guys so much for coming through, man. This has been amazing, man. Music, what are we busy with, bro?
Bro, I just dropped the project. The project made it into the show.
Whoa.
Such a blessing.
So you're scoring?
Bro.
You're scoring?
Bro.
Damn.
Two ways.
Wow.
As we are near, and as... sorry.
Love it.
So the project is called Kill TJ. Please do check it out. It's an EP. It's just I'm here type of thing. So it's not too deep, but the next project is going to be an album. But beyond that, I'm still doing your adverts. I'm still pushing content.
Nice.
You know, Bati, if you leave Big Brother, you become an influencer. You know, I hope I've changed the narrative for that.
Hey! Oh yeah, because no one who's relevant still, ne?
Don't say that.
Don't say that.
Hey.
We ghost wins. See what I did there?
You
don't see what I did?
So, bro, who are you trying to work with music-wise?
Malum Cool Cat. Nasty C. And notice I'm saying people from KZN. Blackie.
I'm trying to work with Blackie, man. Blackie. It's so hard, bro.
Is it hard?
It's hard, man.
Nah, I called him and I wanted to send him a beat.
Looks sick.
Yeah, he blue ticked me first, ne?
Yeah,
then I called, ne?
Industry, yeah.
Then he didn't answer, and then he responded, and then he blue ticked me again.
Blue tick, bro.
Yeah.
It's the industry, though.
Yeah, man. And I got the perfect beat for him, bro.
Maybe you need me on that beat, bro.
I'm not too sure. I need to hear your stuff.
Wanna go? Give him, send him, who knows?
That's how it is.
Sometimes when you're fixated on giving an artist a particular song and you eventually do get them, it doesn't come out that way. So let it be the way it's turning out to be.
If somebody let it be else you.
Let it be you. Let it be him. So yeah, bro, just let it flow. Whoever loves the beat, let them hop on it.
KO, yeah?
Yeah, KO, man. But I think
KZN Gents. Ooh, Sjava also. Oh,
hey, Sjava, boy.
The thing is, I sing also, you know what I mean? Man. And my singing is very close. It sounds closer to Sjava, right? Mm. So I'd like to do something that challenges me with a person who has a similar craft for me to branch out as an actor. Obviously, I don't want to sound too much like, you know, or Sjava, or Big Zulu.
Dope, man. That sounds like an EP already, man.
I would love that. You know, that's what I'm working towards. And it made it on the show. I mean, the first one, it made it on Ayeye.
Oh, yes.
So the first single, With Reason, made it as the title sequence opener for Ayeye, right? Dope. And then this one is...
Your boy that you came with and you was spending time at the shack with, is he on the project?
He's not a rapper. He met up with...
he wanted to act.
No, he was just helping me out. He was like their moral support.
He was here for you.
He was a businessman. He's basically... I was the... How can I put it? He was the Jay-Z.
Not
the rapper.
Yes,
now it's Kanye. That's what we were pushing.
Dame Dash vibes.
He ended up shacking up belly to belly with the wrong ones.
Literally shacking up. I want some good
in the shack.
In the shack.
But we won't talk about that too much because I know he's watching. It's my boy. Much respect, much love.
Shout out, bro.
Yeah. Love it, man. I wanted to ask you, man. Do you feel like now Big Brother, like people that go on there are worried about brands and like, what am I going to be seen at? Like it's not... You know what I mean?
Sasuga, even in the house. Even and I think Big Brother also... puts people who want to be in the game to use the platform.
Yeah.
But it ends up being a thing of we're watching but
my people brands,
are,
yeah.
are worried yeah. about their brands yeah, more than just
also,
being authentic.
The show doesn't tell you what they want. So you got to give what you think they might want, which might not be the winning formula.
Mm.
So in that time, you're branding yourself, you know, and you want to live because... let's say you're renting somewhere somewhere, right?
Sure.
So you need to pay rent in advance for no matter how long.
Oh, right? For real?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to leave, but you're going to be paying rent because you don't want to come out of the show and...
You're evicted.
Literally, sharp, you know? So you're paying rent.
Double eviction.
Yeah, you don't want that, you know? Unless you're lucky where your fans could now buy you a house and a car and all those type of things.
Yes.
See what I did there?
Yes. But,
you believe the process. Right? So you're trying to sell yourself. You're not working where you're working anymore. You've paid rent. Now you have to still pay rent again. And you don't have a job. Because you have to basically either tell them at work that you're leaving or... Don't tell them.
Mm.
And you show up for this TV show. You know? Now you're on the show. They know you're on the show. Like, I think that's happened with Kosi. I don't think you did something similar to that where you just left. Oh, it was you. You said you got emails and stuff. But anyway, so what I'm trying to say is you're going to have to now regenerate the different type of life compared to what you had when you were going in.
Yeah.
You know? Besides being a celebrity, you have to keep up what you were doing before. You don't have an income now. So, I mean, I'm blessed to have just had back-to-back work.
Yeah.
And I'm moving and it's by the grace of God.
Yeah.
It's literally nothing that I've done. I blame it on momentum. I blame it on the law of attraction. But I don't think it's just those things.
Yeah.
Coming to these shows, meeting, rubbing the right shoulders, meeting also. Although in politique and I sometimes...
industry.
I'm on the next project, fam. I was supposed to do a skit for him. I'm sorry about that.
That's cool. You went the audio. There are a couple of people blue tick, but you learn the industry. You don't take it personally.
No. The cool thing. Everybody's getting blue ticked by someone.
You know, so you grow and you learn these things, and then after a while, you kind of understand the industry. For certain years, my props, it took me the way you move in the industry. I'm like, I'm just copy pasting. I was like, this with Reason. The first time I saw 100 notifications on IG, I was like, hey, I want that. Now every time I go on IG, it's 100 notifications every time. Yeah. Like, this is beautiful. Thank you. It happened.
Sure.
It's alignment, you know, energy.
Mm. Yeah, oh, that's so profound, man. Ntlantla, what are we busy with, man? What are we doing, man?
Man, the river.
Mexico. C'est un plaster.
Focus, man.
The river and exploring bakery.
Oh.
Yeah, when I'm venturing into business. Yeah,
get
building.
Dough, man.
Yes.
Yes. It's a bread, dog.
Wow. It's a blue ribbon that way.
Yeah, man.
Wait. That's fascinating. You want to get into bakery, bro?
Yeah, dog.
Like for real, real, real.
Yeah. Business, I want to build a bakery back home. KZN. Yeah. I mean... it's still dry. Life is slow, so trying to make it convenient for people. So, yeah, because bread is a necessity.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
remember so, Mike Lopez? There's something in this bakery thing.
Well, them numbers,
right?
Shout out.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the river, and hopefully more work, man.
Yeah, man.
More work. Hopefully.
No, you guys have been amazing, man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Make sure you check it out, Adulting on Showmax. Season 2, are we getting season 2? I asked you that already.
Yeah, you did. Let's watch them now. Let's hope. Let's hope.
If you need a podcast scene, we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Adults.
Or DJs.
Yes, we are here. Yes.
And Conker there.
To Conker. we're shooting our shot. Yeah. Who's going to shoot? Here's the Conker as well. Okay? Don't shoot, bro, when we're there, please.
Hey, man, we are here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlasha lefigi. Ungo yigi, even if when they ask you, how sabiini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one? Is that one? Podcast and chill.